We have more volunteers here in our area. They're part of the Sakahatchee Summer Service. This is a mission opportunity here in South Carolina for young people and adults. It starts at age 14. It goes all the way up. We're excited to have two of the volunteers that are working this week in Rock Hill joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. They're a married couple. It's Barrick and Faith Gay, and they come from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Well, you're used to the South Carolina heat. So with that being said, walk us through what it has been like to work in the heat here in Rock Hill, doing some of the projects that you're working on. We'll start with you first, Barrick.
It's been a lot. It's been cool to see the progress we're making, but especially since at my site we're doing a lot of roof work. And actually, everyone who's organized the Sakahatchee was wonderful. They actually brought breakfast out to us because we wanted to get out earlier.
That's right.
I've never seen high schoolers want like excited to get out earlier to get to work. But that's just how hot it gets in the afternoon. So.
Well, you brought your water with you, and that's one of the first things that state health officials are reminding folks here in South Carolina. Make sure you drink plenty of water. So with that being said, Barrick, how do you describe what Sakahatchee Summer Service is all about?
I say it's really about just being the hands and feet of Jesus. It's about not only doing the physical work, but also getting to be there spiritually for the homeowner and with the high schoolers and adults that everyone's with. You know, it's... We get to talk about things when we go to church a lot, but it's really, really cool. Sakahatchee allows you to go out and actually do it and actually be that difference, which is nice.
Faith, how did you all get involved in Sakahatchee?
So actually, normally we take a youth trip every summer. We had done World Changers in the past, which is a similar organization, but it didn't work out with our youth's timeline this year. And so our youth pastor is actually from Rock Hill originally. And so he said, hey, why don't we try this out? And we've really loved it. We definitely want to come back here. It's been a great time so far.
Yeah, many of the kids have done it previous years, and they look forward to coming back every year.
Faith, I know that you and Barrick are on two different job sites this week. What is going on at your job site, and what are you going to be able to take away from this opportunity?
Yeah, so we have an older woman who's actually a part of the church that is sponsoring us. She is absolutely so great, and we are currently replacing her deck and her ramp so she has a safe way to get in and out of her house. It has just been so great just meeting so many wonderful kids and just adults and hearing everyone's story. And just like Barrick said, getting to be the hands and feet of Christ and just trying to provide safety in the forms of relationships and safety in the forms of just physical needs as well. It's been really great.
And what's the takeaway from the homeowner? How have they responded to the work that you all are doing, and how have they responded to the message that you have an opportunity to share the gospel?
You want to go first?
They've been incredibly appreciative. I thanked my homeowner, like, hey, thanks for letting us be in and around your house from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. here. But we've actually had a couple people hop in and do a couple wheelbarrow runs with old shingles and whatnot. So they're all in with us, which is really nice. It's been really great to talk to them, get to know them, get to know their stories as well.
Well, and you're also able, like you said, to not only be with some kids from your youth group, but meet other kids from other parts of the state or maybe some different states. What's the takeaway there? Because sometimes teenagers get a bad rap, they're not out there helping. They're not out there. They're doing,
They don't want to work.
They don't want to work, especially in the heat, but to have a group of teenagers that are coming together, not only to share the love of Christ and to be the feet and hands of Jesus. What's that takeaway?
So I think it's been beautiful. Just getting to know these kids. I think a lot of times, like you said, they do get a bad rap, but kids are passionate. And I think we're at such a beautiful age. We're both 26, where they see us and have a little bit of life experience, but we're not as old as their parents. So it's this really great in between where they want to be friends with us.
You're a buffer.
The parents call a buffer.
But yeah, so they want to be around us. They think we're cool, which is great for us. We're happy with it. But yeah, it's just been really wonderful getting to build relationships with these kids and just, man, this generation, they're funny. They have such a cool sense of humor, and they really do just get a bad rap. They're great.
I was gonna say about the hardworking thing. We actually have one guy who he's supposed to be in an ankle boot.
Yeah.
Because his ankle's a little sore. But I'm like, why didn't you bring it? He's like, because I want to go to work. He's like, they wouldn't let me up on the roof to work if I brought the ankle boot, which I don't know if I should get telling you that. But yeah, like that's how passionate they are, how much they want to get to work. And yeah, they're out there all day, every day. We have kids volunteering to go into crawl spaces to do work. Like they're all about it.
Maybe let that individual do the wheelbarrow run today.
Yeah.
Maybe just put him just some R&R. Well, they're also learning skills that hopefully they'll take with them later in life because one day they'll become homeowners. And should something ever come up, they can say, hey, I remember doing this during my time during the Sockahatchee summer experience. Well, we appreciate so much volunteers from all over the state. They're spending again this week here in Rock Hill. Last year, they worked on 3 homes. How many homes are you all working on this year? Do you know?
Four.
Four homes for those who just can't afford the repairs themselves financially or just physically can't do it. And these volunteers from all over the area are being able to spend their time here working on these homes, but also, as you've been hearing, sharing the story of the gospel. And what better way to show Christians in a positive light by doing what you all are doing? And we, again, really excited to meet both of you. And please say hello and thank you to all of the volunteers. Mm-hmm. Also, a huge shout out to the churches that are hosting all of these volunteers and feeding them and making sure they stay cool in the South Carolina heat. You really did pick one of the hottest weeks of the year. But again, if you're from Myrtle Beach, this is
you're good. This you
is
got good. This.
Is everyone else pretty much from South Carolina-ish area? Are they doing okay with the heat?
Just about everyone. We're missing the ocean breeze. That
yeah.
is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have that.
That is very true. All right. Well, their names are Barrick and Faith Gay. They're from Myrtle Beach, but they're part of the Sockahatchee Summer Service Experience.